someone like him, you'll pardon my outdoor attire. I just got home from Poland yesterday, and I think the cold is still in my bones. I think you'll see how the week spent in Poland has an influence on our discussion over here. I think Bezos, it'll be very useful. It should be Le'ili Nishmas. Rachel Chayabas Ahuva, Pochtwanger. Wife of my friend here in Neve Yaakov, Big Talmud Chacham, Dayan, whose wife passed away, unfortunately. Now, while I was in Poland. Let's start. Mor says in Yuma, the Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Lam lo nikra shmon anshei knesset gdolim. The Gemara asks the question, why are the anshei knesset gdolim, the men of the great assembly, why are they referred to with that title? It says the Gemara, shechziru atorah liyoshna, for they returned the crown to its proper place. What does that mean? Asa Moshe Amar Akel HaGodol HaGibor V'Anora. Moshe Rabbeinu in Sefer Dvarim, when he refers to some of the praises of the Borei Olam, this is the only reason we can use these three praises in our Shmoneh Esrei. If not for the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu had used these three praises, we wouldn't be able to say anything, because the Pasuk says, L'cha Dumiyahi Sehila. To you, silence is praise, because you can never finish all the praises of Hashem. But since Moshe Rabbeinu used that terminology, Hakel, HaGodol, HaGibor, V'Hanora, in Sefer Dvarim, therefore, when we say our Shmoneh Esrei, we can refer to him with the same terminology. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu said. Asa Yirmiya, Yirmiya came, V'Amar Nochrim, Karkarim, Behecholo, Aye Nora, Osav, Lo Amar Nora. Or it relates to us that Yirmiyahu stopped saying, as you see in Sefer Yirmiyahu, he stopped, he didn't say the Shvach, he didn't say the praise of Nora. Because the Goyim are croaking, as it were, inside your Heichal. They're behaving in a shameful fashion in your Heichal in the Beis HaMikdash. You saw the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Where is your Noros? Where is your awesomeness seen? The idea of Nora, the Pasuk says, Lekim Nora, Mimikdashecha. Right? Nora, I'm sorry, Nora Elokim Mikdashecha. The Noros, the awesomeness, the Nisin that we saw in the Beis HaMikdash, primarily the Nase of the Oron, which is Osios Nora, Nun Vav, Reish Aleph, Aleph, Reish Vav Nun. The Oron was, as the Gemara tells us, was Einu Min Amida. It was a select, as it were, area in the world where the laws of physics didn't apply. In other words, the Oron had certain dimensions. The space allocated on either side of the Oron had certain length to it, and yet that added up to be more than the size of the Kodesh Kodashim, which obviously is a physical impossibility, but it was nonetheless. There's an enclave of showing that the rules of Teva, HaTeva, which are all Hashem's will. HaTeva, we know, Hey, Tes, Beis, Ayin, is Elohim, with a hey, not a kuf. Elo, followed by him, 86. It's all Hashem's will. But HaTeva hides Hashem's presence, because it looks like to us like it's a self-contained system. There was one enclave, though, in the Mikdash, which defied those rules, simply because Hashem wanted to show that the Teva is because He wills that it be. And therefore, Orazim and Amida, but the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, the Goyim Mekarkar Be'echolo, they know Rosh, so where is your Rosh? And so Yirmiyah said, stop saying no, he had to be honest. He did not see in his prophetic vision, in the world of prophecy, he did not see that no Rosh of Hashem any longer. Daniel Omar, Nochri Mishabdi Mibanov, Aye Gvurosav. Daniel said, where's the Gibor? Hashem is Gibor Milchama. Where's the Gvur of Hashem? I don't see him subduing his enemies. Lehefer, I see his enemies, as it were, are subduing us. They're tormenting us. They're subjugating us. They're enslaving us. They're sending us into Golos. Lo Amar Gibor. He stopped saying Gibor. Once again, not because he doesn't believe in Hashem. Just in his world of prophecy, he no longer saw the world in that world of prophecy in such a light. He could not be, he had to be honest. Also, Inu came along the Anshe Knesset Gadol v'Amru Adraba, our contraire. Zui Gvuras Gvuras, so this is the essence of Hashem's Gvura. Shekovish is Yitzro, the gears of the grove here is not Yitzro, but I think Ratzono. His Kovish is Ratzon, Hashem doesn't have Yitzro. His Kovish is Ratzon. Right? He controls his Ratzon to destroy the Umos HaOlam who are subjugating the Jewish people. No, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it now. Now it's not the right time. Shenosin Erech HaPayim L'Rishayim. He's the word, gives time to the Rishayim, perhaps a little tshuva. Or the fact that just, it's not the right time in terms of the ultimate tikkun of Klal Yisrael in the world. Ve'elu hein Nora Osav. This is indeed Nora. Where's the Nora Osav Hashem? Shil Malei Moro Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Eich Uma Achas Yichol Yitzchayim Bina Umos. Right? So the Gvura of Hashem, right, is seen through his Kovish, his Ratzona, to destroy them, and his Neros is seen through the survival of the Jewish people. How can one nation survive among 70 nations? Or as the Medrash, I think, used the terminology, Eich Kivsa Achas Yichol Yitzchayim Beit Shivim Ze'evim. How can the one sheep survive amongst 70 nations? But be that as it may, our Iker point over here is Gvura. Where is his Gvura? No, his Kovish, his Ratzon, to subdue the enemies of Klal Yisrael, because the agenda over here has not been fulfilled. Let's see that, because that's what we're discussing. Learning to hear the sounds of silence. The Beis HaLevi says, we talked about this last year, this Beis HaLevi. Vayiru am es Hashem, vayiru am es Hashem, isa v'medrash, ad kan lo hayu yureyim es Hashem, mikan ve'elech hayu yureyim es Hashem. The Beis HaLevi has a medrash. The medrash says that until this point they weren't yureyim es Hashem. From this point on, they're yureyim es Hashem. Right, mind-boggling. Till now they weren't yureyim es Hashem. And what changed all of a sudden here? The Beis HaLevi explains, I'm synopsizing. Beis HaLevi says that until this point, really, the Jewish people did not have sufficient merit to leave Mitzrayim. They did not have sufficient merit to leave Mitzrayim. And Bechlal, as he discusses, the entire process of the Eser Makos, it only starts, right? Only starts after things get worse for the Jewish people. Remember, at the beginning of Parshas Va'era, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Va'el or Avram Yitzchak Yaakov Kel Shaka Yishmi Hashem Lo Nodati Lehem. So the Chazal say that this is in response to what Moshe Rabbeinu said at the end of Parshas Shmos, Lama Hareosa Amazeh, Lama Zeh Shalachtani. Why have you sent me? Things have only gotten worse. Remember the sequence of events. Moshe Rabbeinu comes to Bnei Israel in Parsha Shmos. They believe. Vayamein Ha'am. They believed. But then all of a sudden, things get worse. And Hashem, and Moshe turns to Hashem. We discussed this pretty quiet in Parsha Va'era. What's going on over here? Why'd you send me? I'm only thing to make things worse for them. I can't bear the pain. Of the Jewish people. Why have you sent me? And Hashem says, Atasira, now you will see. In other words, as Paro adds to his list of iniquities, of rebellion, of refusal to listen to Hashem, to refusal to send out the Jewish people, he finally reaches a point at which now he has reached the breaking point of now he will receive his punishment. And that's what transpired in Mitzrayim. The Mitzrayim started to receive their punishment. They start to receive their punishment. As a function of the Midas Adin upon the Mitzrayim, the Jewish people were spared. In other words, the gap between the kfira, the refusal to believe of the Mitzrim, the gap that they created by that refusal between themselves and the Jewish people brought the Midas Adin upon them. And as a byproduct of that, the Jewish people were spared from the Midas Adin that came upon them. When they came over to Yamsuf, this is post their being involved, the Jewish people's being involved in Korban Pesach, in Matzah, in Moror. They leave Mitzrayim. They dive into the sea. All this adds to their merit. And finally now they've reached a level of worthiness where they're worthy that Hashem should express His love for them, His rachmim. And at the very same time that they were subject to this rachmim, the Mitzrim were punished. This brought them to Yira. To see that as Hashem is engaged, Hashem is not one-dimensional. The many different agendas all happening at the same time. Hashem is kol yochol. Hashem is the source of everything. As He's being merachim on the Jewish people, from out of that rachamim, splitting the sea for them, comes the ultimate punishment for the Mitzrim. Mitzrim die. You die, you drown in water. It's not a nace to drown in water. It's a nace to the water to split. Out of Hashem's rachamim for them, the Yad HaGdola, the right hand, right? It's usually a reference to the Chesed. Out of that Chesed came the din of the Mitzrim. The exact opposite of Mitzrayim. In Mitzrayim, the Jewish people weren't worthy yet. They hadn't been there enough years, right? Etc. They were at Memtesh Shari Tumah. So we had to allow, Kadosh Baruch Hu allowed the Mitzrim to keep on going. He was silent. He was silent. He was silent. And they added on more things to make things worse for the Jews. And Moshe Rabbeinu cries out, "How can you do this? Why are you sending me? Why are you sending me? Am I only making things worse if I can't bear their pain?" But Hashem says, "Now you'll see." As their refusal strengthens, as their rebellion grows stronger, the Mitzrim now have reached the point of no return. Midas Adin comes upon them. As a function of that Midas Adin, the Jewish people are spared because the gap between them is so great, between the Mitzrim and the Jews. When they come to Yamsuf, though, Yamsuf now, Klal Yisrael has in their bank account, as it were, Pesach, Matzah, Moror, Dam Mila, and the jumping into the Yam of Nachash Ben Yamin Adav. The Jewish people followed. Perhaps Shevet Binyamin en masse jumped into the Yam. Perhaps. That's the Medrash also. It's a discussion in its own right. And now they're worthy of Hashem's love, His rachamim. And as a function of that, the Mitzrim now are being punished. And that created Yiras Hashem. Vayiru Hashem. Vayiru Hames Hashem. Vayaminu Hashem Moshe Avto. Now they began to understand the system of who they are and how Hashem loves them. And how Hashem's guidance to the world, as it were, is meant to be reflected through His relationship with them. That's a yira not of, don't hit me. That's a yira of, yiras harohamus. Do I know before whom I stand? That all of this is within His will, in His purview and within His will. I hope I did justice to the Pesach Levi. But I didn't want to get lost in the roundabouts. The reaction to Kriyas Yamsuf. Reaction to Kriyas Yamsuf. Rav Achi brings a medrash. Matzasi chizuk ledvorai, mimasha omru lemedrash, umi'oz vasi al poro, omru moshe lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ribono shalom, ba'oz chatasi, Moshe Rabbeinu, the Shira starts off with Oz Yashir Moshe. Says the Medrash, Moshe Rabbeinu chose the word Oz, which has many meanings to it, but also is a reference to the fact that Hashem is Echad Aleph, who's Rochev, who rides, as it were, the Zion, right? The Zion, what do you call it? The Zion levels of the firmament. He's rochev on all of that. He guides all of that. But this, at this point, Rabbi Bachi is making the point that Moshe Rabbeinu uses the word oz. Why? Because I sinned with oz. I said, me oz basi al paro. Right? From the time that I've come to paro, at the end of Parsha Shmos, things have only gotten worse for the Jewish people. Lama reosa, lama zeh shalachtani. Why have you sent me? Why have you sent me? Why have you sent me? And now as Moshe Rabbeinu sees, he understands the process that has been taking place now. That was necessary for Paro's rebellion and Paro's engaging in even worse acts of torment to the Jewish people need to grow and grow in order to ignite the spark of Midas Adin upon him. And how that has evolved now to the point where Klal Yisrael is Ru'uyim, they're worthy on their own. And now Hashem intervenes for them, Barachamim. And as a byproduct, the Mitzrayim are punished. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, I see now. I see, I understand now. I understand now. Right? I'm able, as it were, to conquer my inability to be participant in this because I couldn't bear the pain of the Jewish people, and now I understand. Oz Yoshia Moshe. With the word oz, kimeva, oz basi al paro, from the time that I've come to paro, things have only gotten worse for the Jewish people, and now I'm coming to rectify that with oz Yoshia Moshe in Israel. Says the Sam Sofer. Right? Ach, ba yah Yisrael seyara gdol asher asam b'mitzrayim. V'shilem hem api aoti hezidu aleihem. Oz v'yeminu b'ashem emuna chadasha ma'shelo yodu me'oz v'oz shoru michamocha ba'ilmim. Ba'ilmim. Yisrael sang as part of the Shira. Didn't always bother you? Why does it say in the middle of Shira, the phantasmagoric things that Hashem has done, and all of a sudden, Micha Mocha by Elim, Hashem Micha Mocha, right? Nadar Bakodesh, Chazal say, Altikra, Elim Ele Ilmim, the silent ones. Who can be more silent than Hashem? What's that doing in the Shira? Elamai, they understood the sounds of silence now. At the time, the signs of silence are deafening. It's hard to bear them. But now they understood. They understood why Hashem's silence was necessary. Ba'ilmim. This is a new emunah. I shouldn't say it's easy to be ma'amin. But the fact is, as much as we ma'amin, everything is bright and shiny. Right? Everything is wonderful. It's true. We have the capacity, unfortunately, to space that also. We have the capacity to be the person driving around Water Street for the 10th time looking for a parking spot. Hashem, Hashem, please get me a parking spot. 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 If I get upstairs by 10:30, I can go to sign a $500,000 deal. Hashem, baby, best parking spot. Hashem, Hashem. Oh, never mind, Hashem. Someone pulled out. We're capable of that also. Hashem Yishmor. But when it's silent, and things are dark, and things appear to us as confusing, it's tough. Say Klal Yisrael now, in light of what just transpired in Kriyas Yom Tov, Mi Chamocha Ba'ilmim, Ba'elim, Al Tikra Elim Ele Ilmim. Says the Sam Sofer, this is an Emunah Chadasha, and indeed it is. What has transpired over here? Sus v'rachov ramah v'yam. Sus v'rachov ramah v'yam. This is the refrain of the Shira. The horse and its rider have been cast into the sea. Right? Lifted up and cast into the sea. Says the Netziv, the HaMikdavar, this is the essence of the Shira. Why? Because it is over here that we see that indeed, every sus and its rider was cast into the sea. Perish, what does it mean? דכמו הסוס המוכן למלחמה נשמע לרוחבו. The sus is guided by its master, the rider. Kacha ish chayil hu kisus ladonav lis'alech b'meshamayim. So too, the soldier, the warrior, is like a sus for his master, for the king. Agodol mimenu hu kisus l'sar le'elef v'sar ha'elef l'rosh sarei tzvaos. Right? Each one is a sus for the level above. The regular soldier to his sergeant, to his lieutenant, to his captain, to his colonel, to his mate, to his major, to his colonel, to his general, to the sarei tzava. They're all one sus to the level above them. V'zeo ki gogog, go'e el ge'im. In Shir Hashirim, Hashem says, "You are like my sus, like the sus b'rechvei paro dimisich rayosi. I've compared you, my beloved." The Jewish people. The Jewish people are the sus of the Ribbono Shel Olam in the world. We are the vehicle for revealing Hashem's presence in the world. The vehicle conveying Hashem's presence to the world. This is the same nusach that the Gra uses also in his parish from Shir Hashirim. They saw the sus rachvo paro being destroyed. Right? Why? Why are they being destroyed? Because they lived in a false world. They lived in a false world. They were being destroyed. They had no emunah. And in that place, we became the sus of Hashem. The sus of si berechbei paro, dimisich rayasi. You are like the sus of paro. In the sense that as the sus carried paro, you carry my name in the world. The Rabbeinu Bachya says such an interesting thing on the pasuk. Sus rochol ramav hayom, hayarochev omer lasus. The rochev, the rider, would say to his sus as they're going into the Yam, "Why are you going carrying me into the Yam? After all, just the other day I tried to bring you to the Nile to drink there, and you were skittish about it. You're afraid to go into the water, etc. And here you're running headlong into the Yam. Why?" And the sus says, "Because I see Ramav Yam, I see the Shechina in the Yam. I see the Shechina in the Yam." It's a very interesting point here. Very interesting point. If you remember correctly, when we learned Parshas Vayetze, and there it contrasted the dreams of Paro in Parshas Miketz with the dream of Yaakov in Parshas Vayetze. And in Yaakov's dream, Hashem is Nitzav Olav. And in Paro's dream, Paro is Omid Aliya Or. And the Medrash says, look at the difference between the Rishayim and the Tzadikim. Rishayim heim miskayim al Elohim. Tzadikim Elokeim miskayim aleihim. What does that mean? The ultimate, right? The ultimate essence of the Rasha is he lives in an egocentric universe. Therefore, even the God that he serves is there, right? He is miskayim al Elohav. He has further strength, further kiyum, further success, further all the things that he wants and desires for the me, myself, and I of his own egocentric self. Even his God is there to supply that. He is miskayim al Elohav upon his God. But tzadikim, hey, Elokeim miskayim aleihem. There, Elokim, the Borei Olam, is Baruch Shmo. He is revealed through us, and that in that we recognize our tafkid. So here at Yam Suf, that world was washed away, at least temporarily. Of course, it always came back. In the example of Paro, the sus, right? The sus think the sus, right, is there to convey me, to serve my purposes. And in the end, right, it carries me to my death. I think it's there to convey me. Everything revolves around me, me. But that attitude, that world, right, carries me to my ultimate destruction. And the Jewish people emerge from that as the sus of Hashem. We are there to carry the Borei Olam's name in the world. Says the Tifer Shlomo. Ma tzitzak elai. Dabel ben Yisrael v'yiso. Hashem says before they go into the Yamsuf, Ma tzitzak elai. Why call out to me? Dabel ben Yisrael v'yiso. Says the Tifer Shlomo Radomskar. Kvar hitshu rishonim, alo huchrach litzok lispalo l'Hashem, ki lo yodu malasos. Of course, who else should they call to? They didn't know what to do. Al kvar bi'arnu mokmach gini b'av as Hashem es amol b'ni Yisrael o'ovdim l'shmol kov yocho. Kashe poil ushuos b'kerev yis ha'oretz, hini tola b'hem le'mor, ki heima osim es kol. We make ourselves into the vehicle for Hashem, and then Hashem attributes the nisim and the flows that are revealed to us. B'shekosov ki rotza Hashem ba'amo, like the pasuk says, Hashem shows His will and love for the Jewish people. Yifayir anavim b'Yeshua. He exalts the anavim, the humble ones. We are there to reveal Hashem's name. We are the humble ones. B'Yeshua, as though the Yeshua was done by us. Otzalov yifayir osav b'Yeshua. Ki atem osim. You're doing it. That's the idea of Matzitzak Eli. Dabel b'nei Yisrael v'yiso. You're going to be the vehicle of revealing my name over here. Hadar hu l'chol chasidav tola ha'adar, the glory upon his chasidim. L'chein heim shut v'mimah sereshis, k'heim ha'makaymim ha'olam achar hibaros levalyim oved. We become the ones. Matzitzak Eli. Dabel b'nei Yisrael v'yiso. It's not like, don't bother calling out. This is the answer. This is the answer. The answer is, go. You are the vehicle of revealing my name in the world. Dive into the sea. You will be the one who reveal, right, through your emunah, through your bitachon, that I am the one who is guiding the world. We are the sus. The sus of si, b'rechvei paro, d'misichra yosi. We are the vehicle that carries Hashem's name in the world. This is where the Parsha starts. The Parsha concludes with the battle against Amalek. I'll synopsize once again over here. It says, Vayomer ki yod al kisko milchamal Hashem b'Amalek midor dor. At the end of the Parsha, the attack of Amalek. Then Tziv brings a medrash that the yad that's spoken about in the Pasuk is referring to the yad of Amalek. And case is miloshin kisui. Not as Rashi says, which is also true, commit the loshon of kisei, but the medrash that he brings is the yad is the yad of Amalek. Al kase is the loshon kisui of covering. Ka, right? The Shem Hashem, first two letters are milchama Hashem b'Amalek midor dor. Here is the point. This is the battle. This is the constant battle. The constant battle. The Amalekim, says the Netziv, are not fighting against the Shem Yud-Kei. Pasuk says, Bitchu b'Hashem adiyad, ki b'ko Hashem tzor olami, for Hashem has created the worlds with the osios, Yud and Hey of the Shem Havaya. And the Gemara Menachos teaches us that He created Olam Abba with Os Yud, just like the Os Yud is small, and its head is bent, so too the tzaddikim compared to those who walk the face of the earth are few in number, and they stand in the Olam Emes and Olam Abba in humility, Os Yud, and the Os Hey, line, and the bottom is open. The Os Hey is used to create Olam Hazeh, is similar to an opened portico, bounded on some sides and open at the bottom. And that's the nature of Olam Hazeh. Bechira. You can either see yourself as bounded by Hashem's will, right? Or you see yourself bounded by Hashem's will, you can see the bottom open. Party time. That's the nature of Olam Hazeh, Bechira. Says the Nesiv, those are the letters of creation. Olam Hazeh, Olam Haba. You want to believe in that? Right? Fine. Religion is the opium of people. Can't be happy. Whatever you want. But God is not involved in our world, say the Amalek. He may have been the creator of Olam Hazeh, but he's not involved in this world. There is no Hashgacha. There is no providence. There's no providence. It says in the Tziv, the osios of providence in Hashem's name, of the Vav, where his providence is revealed, his Hashgach is revealed, l'mal min ha-teva, and the final hey, where his providence, where his Hashgach is revealed, toch ha-teva. Vav and hey. Vav and hey. They cover that. It says the Medrash, what is it comparable to? To a king who wishes to address his people, and a disgusting individual comes along and erects a screen, and says, you cannot see the king cannot see you. There is no providence, there's no point in praying to him. Or like the Germans would say to the Jews, filthy Jews, where's your God? Filthy, disgusting Jews, where's your God? No, why isn't he answering you? It's all mikra, it's all chance. There is no hashgacha, there is no providence. There is no divine providence. That's the battle cry of the Amalekim. That's why it says, when they did the attack, Shekor chavaderech. Rashi says, Korch among the different perushim, Loshon of Mikra. 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 They wanted to show that the world was chance. See? We can attack. Where's your God? Where's your God, filthy Jews? Where's your God? Where's your God? That's the battle. The battle between Emuna, of where we know that Hashem is being silent for a reason. We don't understand always the reason, but we know there is a reason. And we hold on during those times of silence. We hold on for those times of silence. And that emuna itself gives us greater schus, gives us greater merit, makes us once again the vehicle, the potential vehicle for revealing Hashem's name in the world. Amalek. One day it works, one doesn't work. You see, it's just chance. It's just mikra. There is no hashgacha pratis. That's a battle to the end of days. Even after that which transpired at Yamsuf, Amalekim nonetheless came to show their what they call their accursed philosophy. So we confront the world nowadays. We ask Hashem, how much longer can you listen to the lies? How much longer can you listen to the defamation? How much longer can you listen to the crazy insanity that runs the world now? People say the most outlandish things, and you can't argue with them. If you argue with them, they shut you down immediately. Why? Well, because if you don't agree with them, you're racist. What? Makesha. What does that do with anything? It has absolutely nothing to do with anything. The lies. And I just came from the world of, 80 years ago, the great lie. The Jews are not people. They are a parasite that's trying to destroy the world. Pachat pachadim. Michamucha ba'elim Hashem, michamucha ba'ilumim Hashem. To learn to deal with the silence. God willing, Hashem will, Be'ezer Hashem, reveal His hand once again. We'll see the Yad Gdola once again. B'mher b'yameinu. Amen.